Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into our Friday edition of Sports Talk, gearing up for Super Regional action tomorrow, starting for LSU baseball versus West Virginia. We'll have that for you. 1 o'clock first pitch, 12:30 pregame coverage going on. There is NCAA action today. The early game was UNC just smoking Arizona 18-2, and currently we got Louisville taking on Miami. They're in the top of the sixth. With Louisville up 8-1 over the Hurricanes. The 5 o'clock matchup coming up will be FSU versus Oregon State. And then Coastal Carolina versus Auburn is your 8 p.m. matchup. A little bit odd. Charlie and I were talking about this before the show too, Jeff. The fact that the Oregon State matchup against FSU is a 5 o'clock central first pitch, while the Auburn game is an 8 p.m. first pitch. You think they'd flip-flop that?
I don't know, man. They do what they do.
I'm not complaining though. I'm glad LSU's not the late game. I got as an old man, like you said the previous segment, those late nights are rough.
Yeah, I've stopped trying to figure out how this is all managed and just tell me when they're playing. I'll watch it. Like it's never made sense to me. I think I'm just better off letting it be.
It plays out, whatever it is. Control what you can control, as the coaches always say.
Yes.
Talking about Saints OTAs, we got to witness three straight practices in 3 weeks. Now we get ready for the mandatory minicamp kicking off on Tuesday. And the fans will be out there, so that's another added element to it, which will be cool because, you know, Hudad's getting their first glimpse of the start of the Kellen Moore era. No DA around, no DC around. So
yeah.
I think there's that renewed interest in the club. Not to say that fans were, you know, falling off the Saints wagon, but there was definitely a lot of animosity towards the team.
Interest was definitely lower. I mean,
right.
Yeah, we work in media. Like, you know when there's, like, a little less interest than typical, and that's been the case for the last 2 years, really. I mean, but, you know, it's funny, like, the OTA process, it's like, so it's one every 3 weeks, or I'm sorry, one a week for three weeks.
Yeah.
And so you get like one day, and then you spend the rest of the week talking about that one day of practice where they didn't really do anything.
Not this coming week.
And then you get to mini camp, and you have 3 days of talking about, or of the practices where they don't really do anything, and then a month to talk about it. And then you
save
get
that audio.
Yeah. You get to training camp, and suddenly it's like they are doing stuff. It's every day, and you're drinking through a fire hose.
Right. You're swimming.
And it's like all drowning. That stuff that we spent so much time talking about in June, well, it doesn't even matter because it was all make believe anyway. Like, we're every little thing that happens in these practices, we're like, oh man, you know, they threw a touchdown to him and this and that and the other thing. I don't know. I just find it funny because it's like, this is really me. Like, we make this into a way bigger thing than it is.
Yeah.
Because we're so desperate to talk about something. And in reality, it's like that Kellen Moore will get up there and, like, yeah, we're just mostly just classroom stuff. You're not even there for that. But I do think that this OTA period has been more interesting than most because of the quarterbacks.
For sure.
Right? Because you at least have something to watch. And that is a young quarterback going against another young quarterback. Talked to both Foster Morrow and Juwan Johnson about that. And, you know, they're just having a good time. Like, the players are enjoying it. The players are excited about it, just like we are, because they're just kind of watching these guys compete. And I think competition at the most important position on the field is good for everybody. It gets everybody engaged. Fans, players, coaches, the people competing, you know. I don't know. I think this is good for the team. We haven't had one of these in a while. Since the last time was Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, and that kind of felt like a, okay, one of these guys has to win the job. Like, there was never any, oh, okay, long term, this is going to be a huge for us.
Right.
It was like, if Jameis can be a capable starter in the NFL, fantastic. But then you were like, eh, okay. Like, we saw that play out.
Jameis going to be Jameis.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I think this is, people should be excited, even with the understanding that the season might not go well. Like, it can still be a productive season, even if the wins aren't necessarily there.
You mentioned tight end Juwan Johnson. You caught up with him in the Saints locker room after yesterday's voluntary workout. Here's Jeff with Juwan Johnson in yesterday's session.
Yeah, obviously, you go back a long way with Tyler. Mm-hmm. You know, how cool was it to see him drafted here and kind of reunite?
Honestly, I was so surprised. I remember me and my wife was watching it at home, and I was just so shocked to see that. Not that he was drafted, you know, early, but that he was drafted here. And so I was just like, man, like, he's coming here. Like, you know, we used to be, you know, roommates on the road trips. And so, you know, just talking to him and you know, being with him again, I think it's great. It's fun. You know, I got one of my guys back, and so we just building a camaraderie. We just, you know, having fun. We're going out to dinner, catching up, doing all those other things. So I think it's really good that, you know, the Saints trusting him to come in here to kind of do a job to, you know, kind of bring the Saints back to what it was. So I'm excited to see what he does.
Have you noticed kind of a difference from the Tyler you remember at Oregon versus the Tyler you kind of
honestly
worked with him last week?
He's just a little older. I think he's just the same guy as he was in college. Like, fun guy. He's really into, you know, his little sarcasm, but I think it's great, man. He shows a lot of personality that I think he might not always put off to, you know, everybody else, but I think he's great, man. I think he's fun. I think he's a guy who's wanting to win, true competitor. We've done a lot of things in Oregon together, like playing basketball games against other people. Like, we go back quite a bit.
Gotcha. And just this offseason for you, I know last year you dealt with the foot injury that kind of derailed a lot.
Yeah.
You know, how good has this process been to just kind of get into this offense, and do you feel like this is going to be an opportunity for you to be featured a little more than maybe you were early in the season last year?
Honestly, I just want to be consistent. That's kind of like the biggest thing for me. Like I said, there's years before where I haven't been as consistent. I think the biggest thing for me this year is being consistent from the first game to the last game, and I think I think this team deserves that. The city wants to see that, and I think I deserve that as well. So just working on being consistent and doing what I need to do to stay on the field, and just be there for the quarterback, be there for the team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was St. Silent Reporter right here, Jeff Nowak with Juwan Johnson, tight end for the Black and Gold. And You know what's crazy? He wants to be more consistent, but he was the Saints' leading receiver last season.
Yeah, that's
that says
kinda,
a lot.
It's kind of sad. That's what happens when all of your wide receivers are gone by week 10. But, yeah, no, and Bobby talked a lot about this yesterday. It's like that's what he wants to see out of Juwan. He wants consistency. And
right.
It's funny because it's like, yeah, he agrees. Juwan thinks the same thing. Like you're saying the same thing, and he understands that. Like, yeah, he should be a more focal point of this offense, and that's why I saw a lot of people when he was signed to that extension, kind of being like, wow, holy overpay. Like that's way too much.
It definitely seemed like
for
it.
What Juwan has provided, and I agree with that to an extent, but the way I look at it is, and the way you should look at it is. You're not paying a guy for the last 3 years. You're paying a guy for the next 3 years.
Right.
And what that contract signaled to me, 3 years, $30 million, is not that you're overpaying Juwan Johnson for what you saw. It is that your intention
you're investing
is to feature him in this offense. You know, one thing that happened at OTAs that I thought was interesting is like Juwan's not participating in any special teams work, right? Like that's a star player. Like they were doing special team stuff. A majority of the roster was over there doing special team stuff. He was over with the tight ends coach with Chase Haslett and Foster Morrow, who's not working, but he's kind of basically an assistant coach out there doing agility drills and doing tight end work. So like that's what you do with a star player. Like that's what you do with a player that is too important to your offense to have him participating in special teams. There's only a handful of guys on your team that you do that for. And one of those guys is Juwan Johnson. So, like, that's my belief this year. And we've said this, you know, people kind of roll their eyes, like, fantasy football, whatever. Like, I think one of the issues for Juwan in terms of production is he just hasn't been featured enough in the offenses over the last 2 years and given opportunities. I mean, he had, like, two targets over the first 3 weeks of last season. When he was productive, it was later in the year when he was getting more targets. So, you know, I think the injury last year played a part. He missed all of training camp, at least out in Irvine. His first practice was when we came back here at Tulane. He got out there for the first time. But, you know, that's tough, right? Like, yes, he's familiar with Derek Carr, but it was a whole new offense. And so week one, you get out there. How comfortable does Clint Kubiak feel with Juwan in that system? How comfortable does Derek Carr feel with Juwan in that system, not having thrown to him all offseason? So I think he has a chance to be a very big piece of the offense this year, and the contract is telling you that.
For me, too, it's like you look at this tight end room, and there's not a lot around, especially with Foster Moreau right now on the shelf.
Yeah, I mean, you could have invested more in the draft. You know, there was a few really intriguing tight ends. You chose not to do that. You chose to go with the offensive lineman. And, yeah, so, I mean, you did draft a tight end, but you drafted him at number 248 overall. So that's not someone you intend to contribute right away in Malik Yamatova. So, yeah, I mean, again, you know, these are indications that your plan is to feature Juwan Johnson, and his job is to deliver on those opportunities. And he's better set up this year than he was last year.
Hopefully we can see Kellen Moore, you know, take advantage of Juwan like he used kind of Dallas Goedert with the Eagles.
Yeah, I think that's the vision, right? You know, and you know, I looked this up, you know, like Juwan, they're all of the top tight ends in the league. You know, all of them had like 90 plus targets. Juwan is sitting around like 55, right? 60. If you give him 30 more targets, he's going to be up in that range with those top 10 tight ends. Now, how do you get him those 30 targets? Does he catch those 30 targets? Those are the questions. But, you know, when they gave him chances in the offense, he delivered. So we'll see. But no, I mean, like Foster Morrow, where is he going to be to start the season? He's out there. He's very involved, but it's just tough at this point to know what he's going to be able to contribute. Jack Stoll is another guy that you're looking at. Dallin Hawker is still around. I did see him running yesterday, so he's getting closer, but he hasn't been doing any of this work. He's dealing with an injury. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. But the tight end's going to be an important position in this offense.
Talking about Foster Moreau, Kellen Moore sure has a lot of good things to say about the veteran tight end.
Foster's one of the all-time best. I have loved every interaction with Foster since I got here. He is everything we want in our program. And so I think he's a great example. He can't do much of anything from a physical standpoint. He's out there every day. He's in every meeting. He's leading the group. He's got a voice, and you hear it in 7-on-7 periods. And he's, you know, chewing and yelling at people left and right. And so it's special. You know, I think he's everything we want.
everything we want. Very high praise from a coach that hasn't really gotten to work much with Moro yet.
Yeah, you know, Kellen's interesting because Kellen, I feel like, is going to be a guy that when he doesn't want to answer a question, you might as well just like tune out and stop listening because he will say a bunch of like nouns and verbs and adjectives that all
coach
kind
speak,
of
yeah.
loosely translate to I'm not going to answer your question. There'll be a lot of words that mean other things, but that's what the answer is. But he will say things when he is willing to answer your question. He will give you information. It is not like I'm just not going to give you anything. Because when you hear, so he had an answer about Foster. He had an answer about Alante Taylor. He had an answer about Devon Godchow. That it's like this is high praise from a head coach for guys who are, you know, and I'm not saying Alante's competing for a position, but it's a very kind of amorphous situation with this new defensive scheme, the new offense. Like, you don't know where a lot of these things are going to land. You don't know what Devon Godchow's role is going to be. You don't know whether Foster's going to make the roster. I didn't mean to rhyme there, but like Foster's dealing coming off a knee injury. Like, that's for on a different coaching staff, right? Like, there's no commitment from Kellen Moore to Foster Moreau to keep him around, but when you hear stuff like that from the head coach, it's pretty telling that, you know, they're going to wait for him to be healthy. Like, it's not going to be like, yeah, what's the point? He's dealing with an injury. Let's move on. Like, that's not what you say about a guy that you are not intending to have a significant role on your team.
And definitely with a guy like Foster Moreau, the passion is just always there with him.
Yeah.
Loves to be in the black and gold, a Louisiana guy, played at LSU.
Yeah.
And I feel like this team needs that, that veteran presence that just – is a great representation of what you want for the black and gold.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to be here. Like, he could easily not be here. But, you know, he's just, like, that's such a big part. Well, here, we should listen to Foster's interview because he talked about that a little bit. Like, it's important to him to be involved and to build a culture even when he's not able to get on the field. You know, and it's interesting because this year, more than most recent years, you know, we've seen several veterans not be here that would typically be here. Cam Jordan has missed the last two sessions, which is not usual for him.
At least the last two media sessions. We got to clarify that, too.
That's true. We don't know exactly what was going on in the other ones, if he just didn't want to talk to us. I don't know. But we haven't seen Cam Jordan. Tyrann Mathieu, we didn't see in any of them,
correct,
which is unusual. He's a guy that typically would miss
a late arriver.
Would miss one, maybe two, but he would be there. Like Chase Young, for example, he missed the first one. Or I say missed. Like, we didn't see him. So I do want to make that clear. Like, he could have been there on one of the days
week
and not the day we were out
that
there.
We saw, right.
We didn't see him in week one. We did see him in week two. We didn't see him in week three. See, like, I'm okay with that. I feel like getting there, kind of putting your time in, and, you know, especially with the new head coach, all the new coaches, like, I feel like there's value there. It's strange to not see a guy any of the three sessions unless you are an Alvin Kamara who just never goes, and that's not unusual. Like, it would have been a surprise to see him. Taysom Hill, who's dealing, coming off a significant knee injury. I don't think they expect him back anytime soon. He hasn't been there.
Right.
But the Tyrann Mathieu one just seems odd that he wouldn't be there for one. But I don't want to make too big of a deal out of it because, you know, guys, there could be mitigating circumstances. We don't know what people are dealing with. And maybe there is a good reason that he's not there.
And they're also voluntary workouts.
Yeah, they are voluntary workouts. I've always been of the belief that, like, I don't need people there for all three, but I do want to see people
a
there
presence.
For one.
I hear you.
Devon Godchow, you know, he's a good example of this is the first time we saw him, but he was in one of the videos that the Saints posted from workouts last week on Friday. So he wasn't there on the Thursday, or at least not out there, but he was there on the Friday. So there are situations where guys, you know, miss one day and they're there the next day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.